like one who takes away a garment in cold weather, and like vinegar on soda, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. Solomon, Proverbs 25:20. Hi, it's Nathan, and this is day 24 of 30 Days of Wisdom. Solomon's similes are powerful. Like standing alone in that 39-degree windy drizzle just after your rain jacket's been stolen, or the seething science room vinegar soda volcano, are words of joy to a breaking heart. Often, our urge to comfort isn't because we desire the other to escape their pain, to find healing, but because we want to escape the discomfort of their pain. Simply, our words to them are actually words to ourselves as we try to extricate our own hearts from this dark place, or try to avoid slipping into it. However, Solomon's wisdom indicates that we ought to pursue a different course. Often, our effort to cheer another up may instead simply trivialize their pain. If it wasn't deep and real, they wouldn't be in it in the first place. If only a couple of well-placed, cheerful words can turn the day, then how foolish they must feel to have sunken so deep in a pit so shallow. Rather, we need to let our own discomfort become the doorway into their pain, bearing together their heavy load, and side by side, picking our way gently, patiently out of the darkness. We need to sit together in the dark, while keeping an eye on the light. Light they may not be able to see at the moment. In doing so, we assure them that their pain is no trivial matter to them or us. We affirm that it is real, that we feel it too, that we hurt with them. And because we're keeping our eye on the light, we bring gentle, comforting hope into the dark, heavy moment.